Since 1998, Stamps.com has been an indispensable tool for nearly 1 million businesses. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. Whether you're an office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need is a computer and a standard printer. No special supplies or equipment. Within minutes, you're up and running, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. And you'll get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. Once your mail is ready, just pick up and drop it off. No traffic, no lines. Cut the confusion out of shipping. With Stamps.com's new rate advisor tool, you can compare shipping rates and timelines to easily find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk. And with my promo code POD, that's POD, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in POD. That's Stamps.com, promo code POD, P-O-D, Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Have you been in quarantine? Are you ready to enter the wild again? There's a chance no one has seen your coconuts in months. Don't ruin your first post-quarantine date with Hairy Coconuts. Would you show up to the first day of school without a haircut? Nope. Manscaped is here to provide you with the best tools for your grooming experience. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the best hygiene tool for the modern man. Because of the ceramic blade and advanced skin-safe technology, your snags will be reduced while preparing yourself for post-quarantine life. Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0 Essential Kit. The Perfect Package 3.0 comes with new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, waterproof cordless body trimmer, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag for you to use when you're done quarantining. The Perfect Package 3.0 also comes with Manscaped Crop Preserver Deodorant and Crop Reviver Toner. The Crop Preserver is anti-chafing deodorant, which ensures your afternoon stroll through the jungle doesn't result in sticky coconuts. The Crop Reviver is a spray-on toner and made with soothing aloe and witch hazel extracts to give your coconuts a special boost. Subscribers to the Peak Hygiene Plan get a new replacement blade refill for your Lawnmower 3.0 delivered to your door every 3 months, making sure your trimmer stays fresh and clean. The light is at the end of the tunnel, fellas. Treat yourself for making it through the quarantine and welcome back to the jungle with a Perfect Package 3.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code SLOPDROP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com when you use SLOPDROP, S-L-O-P-D-R-O-P. Your first post-quarantine date will thank you. Welcome back to the Slop Drop. This is Nathan Rogers at WooPig Sumo on Twitter. And as usual, my tag partners for this episode is the unluckiest man on planet Earth, Bad Luck Chapman, and the manager of champions, Mr. Stephen E. Gentlemen, what's going on?
What's up? What's going on, Sumo?
Stephen E., I hear you've been under the weather.
Oh, man, you know, nobody else can keep me down. The only thing that's going to be able to keep me down is me. The only thing that can beat me is me, and I'm doing a good job of it right now.
But are you feeling good?
I feel like I'm on the up.
How good are you feeling? Pretty good?
I'm feeling pretty good. Pretty good.
Feeling pretty good?
Pretty good.
I would ask Chapman, but you know, it's bad luck Chapman, so he's probably he's probably got you sick.
He probably did.
Chapman variant of the coronavirus.
Yeah, the Chapman variant. That's good.
Good news is though, all it takes is a shot of Dr. Chapman's root juice and you're cured.
Oh, yeah.
God. Guys, it's Halloween Havoc time. NXT Halloween Havoc is this week, by the way. Actually, it's on right now.
I think it's going on right now.
Originally, an annual WCW pay-per-view from 1989 until 2000 when WWE purchased WCW in 2001. There's been 12 of them under the WCW/NWA banner. So let's talk about some of our favorite Halloween Havoc matches. I want to shout out some honorable mentions before I get to my top 10 list.
Well, you got to be careful because your honorable mentions might be on my top 10 list.
My honorable mentions, Ric Flair and Sting versus Arn Anderson and Brian Pillman, Halloween Havoc 1995. Did that make your list?
What was it now?
Ric Flair and Sting versus Arn Anderson and Brian Pillman from Halloween Havoc 1995. Okay, Barry Windham and Dustin Rhodes versus Steve Austin and Steve Williams from Havoc 92.
Nope.
Lex Luger and versus Flying Brian from Halloween Havoc 89.
Nope.
Doom, Butch Reed and Ron Simmons versus Arn Anderson and Ric Flair from Havoc 1990.
Yep. Yes.
Is that on there? And I'm quite certain this.
See, you're having like a top 20 list here.
No, no.
These are just honorable mentions.
This is honorable mentions. I've actually ranked my top 10. And I'm quite sure, certain this one probably moves you to up 10. Steiner Brothers versus Nasty Boys from Havoc 90.
1990.
Mm-hmm.
That make your list?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to get into mine. Tell me where
I'm in your second half.
Those were honorable. These are ranked. These are my top 10.
Whatever, dude.
From number 10 to the number one, buddy. Number 10 from 1998, Chris Jericho defeated Raven in 7 minutes and 50 seconds by submission with the Lion Tamer to retain the WCW World TV title. Did that make your list?
No. No.
That's a low-key good match.
It is a low-key good match. I remember.
Well, I only made a top 10, not a top 20.
We're going to my top 10.
10 honorable mentions.
Number 9, Dean Malenko over Rey Mysterio in 1832.
Who was that?
Dean Malenko defeated Rey Mysterio. Mm-hmm. That was 96 Havoc. He won the cruiserweight title.
Was that the year that Mysterio came out in the question mark gear, purple question mark? Nope.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
My
number 8
from 1994. WCW World Heavyweight Title Steel Cage Retirement Match. Special referee, Mr. T. Hulk Hogan defeated Ric Flair with a leg drop. Meltzer gave it like 4.25 stars or something like that. I know it's two legends, but I just felt like we had seen Flair and Hogan. Now, don't get me wrong, in 1994, I probably thought that was the greatest match in the world, but
yeah,
as I was going back through this stuff, just felt like I'd seen it too many times. Number 7 from 1997, a sudden death match. Randy Savage defeated rib taped in jeans version of DDP. That's the one when Hogan came out dressed like Sting and bashed DDP's ribs in with a baseball bat.
And still to this day, DDP suffers from, you know, sore ribs. Anytime he wrestles, he's got the ribs taped because of that.
Which is the best version of DDP, the no rib tape with tights or the jeans and rib tape?
Gosh, I'd say the jeans. The jeans with rib tape.
No, I just never was a DDP fan.
Look at him.
Jamie, pull it up, Jamie.
I'm just deleting all the matches that you call out.
No, don't delete them.
Well, yeah, I already have.
What for? I want to know I want to know where you ranked them.
Well, I didn't really rank it yet. I just put them in my top 10.
Okay, number 6, Thunderdome match. Ric Flair and Sting versus Terry Funk and the Great Muta. That not make your list?
No.
That's the one where it was almost like a Hell in a Cell. It didn't quite have a top, but it did have some. The sides kind of caved in a little bit, and it had electricity around it.
The dome feel. And then, the electricity.
Either Ole Anderson, which was in the corner of Flair and Sting, had to throw the towel in, or Gary Hart, who represented the JTEX Corporation, had to throw the towel in. Mm. And that's when Ole punches Gary Hart, and the towel goes flying, and Bruno Sammartino, who's the ref, sees the towel, so he calls the match.
Yeah.
Number 5, Spin the Wheel, Make the Deal. 1993, Big Van Vader with Harley Race defeated Cactus Jack in a Texas death match.
That is actually on my list. What a great, you know, those two, you got the Mastodon versus somebody who just don't care. Like, that it had everybody that was a wrestling fan glued into the TV, because what they brought to the table was something a little different, you know, than what was, you know, what was seen on Saturday Night. Vader was just a monster, man. I mean, was there anybody more intimidating than Vader when you were a kid?
No.
I don't know. My grandma was pretty intimidating.
his grandma, and then Vader. So, but yeah. What a great match.
Done in my last four. I don't think this match gets enough love. 1991, Steve Austin retained the WCW World TV title against Dustin Rhodes. 15 minute
on my list too.
Time limit draw.
Yeah, 15-minute time limit draw. Ooh.
Yeah, great match.
Man, I tell you what, man, like Dustin, I hate to say it, but I feel like that guy is just hitting his stride right now. That guy is just doing big things, man. He's probably 49, 50 years old, you know. I'm not quite sure what his age is, but, you know, it's like that guy's just gotten better with age, man. He still moves. It's so, I don't know, his timing is so good for, you know, for being as old as he is. You'd think that he would have lost a step by now, but he's gained a couple.
Chapman and I was talking last night. That match between him and Daniel Bryan, was it Friday night or Saturday night?
Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Outstanding.
Mm-hmm. No, it was Saturday night. It was on Dynamite.
My number three, the Samoan SWAT team, Fatu and Samu, with the Samoan Savage, with the Big Kahuna, Oliver Humperdinck, defeated Dr. Death, Steve Williams, and the Midnight Express with Jim Cornette. A little over 18 minutes. Great match. Of course, it wasn't one of the higher-rated stars that Meltzer gives out, and a lot of people probably haven't seen it, but think of the people just within this match. You got the Samoan family, Dr. Death, Steve Williams, Midnight Express. It was electric. JR was on top of his game.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. JR, he brought it that night, boy. That was one of those performances that, you know, gosh, man, he was hitting all the high notes.
My number two from 1998, Goldberg defeated DDP in about 10 and a half minutes by pinfall with a jackhammer to retain the WCW World title. Chapman, did that make your list?
Did not.
It did not? I know you're not a DDP fan, probably not a Goldberg fan either, but man, if you go back and watch this match, the crowd was just insane. This
that
match,
was 98, right?
1998.
I do have a match from 1998.
Okay.
But it's not that one.
The reason I like this match so much, not because I'm necessarily a Goldberg or DDP fan, but it gave you a little tease that Goldberg was about to get beat. Of course, it didn't happen, but after the diamond cutter, like, oh my God, DDP's about to beat Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen, but made it for a good match. My number one, and I have a feeling everybody will agree, 1997. Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero, yep. WCW Cruiserweight title versus mask. Rey Mysterio defeated Guerrero after he reversed a second rope razor's edge into a Hurricane Rana pinning combination.
That is the purple tights.
Yep, yeah, that's the yep. one.
That is the one.
Become the new Cruiserweight champion.
Mm-hmm.
We actually did a show just on that last year.
Yep.
Do what?
We did a show just on this match.
On this match, yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Watch along, I think.
You know, that was a much smaller Rey Mysterio, and he could just do a lot more, you know, back in what was that, 97?
97.
He could just do a lot more as you know, a wrestler than he can now, you know, and I'm not taking anything away because, you know, that's 23 years later, and he's, you know, 25 years later, actually, and he's still, you know, at the top of the cards. So good for him. Great match, though. Insane match.
Great
that match. Was actually my number one, too. So,
okay, Chapman, let's hear it.
I've only got four left.
Okay.
But coming in at the bottom would be Hogan versus the Giant, Joe Louis Arena, Monster Trucks.
Is this the one threw him off the top of the building?
He did not. It was an accident.
Chapman. It was an accident.
But you got to think, when have they ever done anything like it? Mm. That was the first and only time that Monster Trucks on top. You know, in a wrestling show.
I thought you meant throwing someone off a building.
Well, that too, you know, but he was the Giant. He probably landed on his feet. He came in unscathed, and won the WCW heavyweight title that night, which was his debut match.
Okay, so that's your number four?
Yeah, well, it was number 10 originally, but and then for 1998, Hulk versus Warrior.
The return match. Is one of the worst matches.
Is that the fireball incident?
Yes.
Yes.
That's known as the worst match ever. That's you're giving it,
but it had such
your top
a good
three.
Story.
And that did
well, no,
not...
it was actually number nine.
But, oh, yeah.
But that had a good story. Number two, Arn Anderson versus Dustin Rhodes, 1994.
Go figure, yeah.
It was a good match.
That was a good match.
Arn turned on him. Well, they called him the natural. Now, I think this may beat out Eddie and Ray for the number one, but we'll see. It was also 1994. It was pretty wonderful. This Roma can work versus Stars and Stripes.
Oh my God.
That was a great match.
It's a good match.
It was a great match.
It's a good match.
And then you've got Bobby Heenan on commentary in a great red suit. And he openly says that he knows who the Patriot is. The guy was from Washington, D.C. It was Al Gore.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And actually, I sent you a video clip over Messenger. Of,
you did? Yeah.
Yeah. Paul winding it up. And yeah, pretty wonderful. Won the tag team belt set that year. So
Yeah. Did you happen to mention Doom versus the Four Horsemen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you mention them?
As an honorable mention.
Okay, as an honorable mention.
Yeah.
Man, that one was pretty high on my list. Although I will say my number two was mentioned by bad luck over here with the Hogan.
That's your number two?
That was my number two because, it might not be.
You did not just say that.
And let me explain why it's my number two. It's like a bad commercial. You know, you hear a bad commercial and no matter what, you're like, it's stuck in your head. When I think of Halloween Havoc, I can't help but think of that damn match. And that's why it's got to be listed so high. So many other people have got to be in the same position that I am. It might not have been the best match, but you hear about it. When you hear Halloween Havoc, that's what you think of. Unfortunately.
So is Hogan v. Warrior at Halloween Havoc, like the Troll 3? Is it the Sharknado of matches?
No way.
Let's
no
get
way.
Back to this Hogan Giant thing. He fell off the roof and then walked in and won the World Heavyweight title. That, my friend, takes guts.
And that was it. Was that his debut?
Yeah, that was his debut
match. That was
match.
His debut.
Was first it match. His debut?
Yeah.
His debut.
First match, he won the WCW Heavyweight title. Off.
Think of all he overcame. The ring, the nervous bugs, the up against
all that
Hogan,
went right out the window when he fell off
monster
the roof.
Trucks. He got thrown off a roof and ended up winning the world title.
Walked back in, didn't even have knee pads on. Won the belt.
I don't know. I should be a little offended.
I'm offended that you're not offended.
Well, for some reason, the soundbite is not working. That makes me offended even
it's
more.
Offended.
That offends me. That really brings... Yeah. Nasty versus the Steiners. That was
a real good. Yeah, it was originally on my top 10.
Yeah. Did that got bumped down to honorable mentions for you?
It
made his top 20.
It made your top
20.
How do you not mention those matches, though? I mean,
yeah, but what's your honorable mentions might be our matches. You took half of my matches away with your honorable mentions.
No, I didn't. I took one.
We'll have to go back to the video and look at the video and see his
offended.
Face. Just when you start saying
there he is.
When he starts saying something, he's gonna go.
Give me what I
want.
You know what I want.
Give me what I want.
I've been asking for it for years. Give me what I want. Give me what I want. Give it to me. Give me what I want.
What about the sleeper award? How about that? You know, the sleeper award, you know, would go to like Steven Regal, British Bulldog.
Yeah.
I want to say that was in 92, 93, something like that. It was a good one. That was a good one.
I would say
it was
that
in 93
for Luger versus Pillman.
Yeah. Luger versus Pillman was good, man. Pillman, you know, you can sit back and you ask yourself, where would Pillman be? You know, where, what, like, what could we have seen out of him at the next 10, 15 years, you know, after he passed away, you know, because yeah. it seemed that the style of wrestling really went his way with that hard hitting technical style.
Guys, let's not forget the fact that dude had his ankle fused. Yeah. He couldn't move his foot.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we could say all we want to about how great he was, but the fact is he wasn't going to be Flying Brian ever again.
No.
No. I still can't get over the Hogan Warrior.
I'm going to get off by cranking your knob.
I can't believe he's not on your list.
Hogan Warrior.
That was a great match. Hogan was seeing him in the reflection of the mirrors in the bathroom.
That's, man, he was. Okay.
He was.
I hated that stuff back then. I really hate it now.
Shasha-frash.
Good. Yeah. When you were saying that, I was thinking, I think that's like bar none the worst Halloween Havoc match of all time. Like,
which is what makes it so popular.
It might even be thrown into the one of the worst matches ever. Like, not, besides being a Halloween Havoc,
it's match. The Sharknado of Halloween. Yeah. It could be the Sharknado of all wrestling matches.
Hey, it's what made it popular.
And that's the one where he tried to throw a fireball and it blew up in his own face.
Correct? Yeah, it blew up in his own face. Well, they tried to rehash that WrestleMania vibe, you know, and it didn't. I don't think it quite worked.
Didn't work for him, brother.
No.
All right. Well, that was a quick one. You guys got anything else?
No, man. I think we're good.
All righty. That about wraps it up. Follow us on Facebook at The Slop Drop, on Twitter at The Slop Drop 1. Wherever you get your podcasts, we're there. Check us out on YouTube. Either way, as always, thank you guys for listening. Until next time. We're out of here.